Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, where we take a look around the community about things that are happening that you should be aware of. And one of them is David's Toy Project. Now, coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk with David about the Toy Project, and we're also going to give you some information about how you can help volunteer, how you can help support, because September is a very important month for David's Toy Project. But let's talk to the guy himself. He can tell me more about it than I can tell you about it. David is here with us, and David, tell me how your toy project got started. Why did you start this?
Well, my mom just asked me a couple years ago what I wanted to do on Kids Cancer Awareness Month. And, well, I did not know. So in the couple minutes, I figured it out that I wanted to buy toys for the kids who are still fighting cancer. And ask people for money to do that.
So that's when it started for you a couple of years ago.
Yep.
How many toys, do you know how many toys you've bought? Any idea?
No, not that much.
You have a bunch, though.
Mm-hmm.
You've done, like, amazingly well. What's been the most fun? Is it the toy shopping once you collect the money?
No, just making cancer kids happy.
Is that right? You like that? You go in. What do you do when you collect up the toys and you go to the hospital? What do you do when you get there? Tell me what happens.
I give them to the nurses and put them in the treasure chests in the cancer center. So then the nurses can give the toys to the cancer kids because we're not allowed to go in there.
Yeah, well, you realize that because you were a cancer kid. You know mm-hmm. how compromised it can be, and you don't want to catch a bug and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them to the nurses, and they distribute them, right?
Yep.
Yep. Where is your favorite place to visit? Do you have a favorite hospital that you like to go to?
Texas Children's Hospital.
Texas Children's Hospital? You were there for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long were you there? Do you remember?
No, not
you don't
at
remember.
All.
You don't remember? How old are you, David?
9.
9 years old. What grade?
4th.
4th grade. What's the best thing about school right now?
Learning.
Let's talk to Aaron, David's dad, and tell us a little bit about David's toy project. We heard from him and his start on it, but for folks that maybe are not familiar, Aaron, tell us about what you guys are doing and how this all got started.
So in 2016, my wife asked David what he wanted to do to celebrate Kids Cancer Awareness Month. And after he thought about it, he decided he wanted to collect toys for kids with cancer. So he got a coin jar, and we started collecting. He started calling around to friends and family and filled a jar. And we thought, okay, this is great. And the next year came around, and he decided, well, what do I want to do this year? And he kind of looked at us with a blank stare like, what do you mean? That's what we do. We collect toys for kids with cancer. So after doing this a few years, and after basically doubling his efforts every single year, I was able to get some help from work at Vincent and Elkins to create a nonprofit. And so we actually got an early Christmas present in 2018. On Christmas Eve, the tax exemption came in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, we've been able to reach out to not just individuals now, but a lot of companies are starting to help us raise funds to collect these toys. And through that effort, we've been able to expand our efforts from just Texas Children's West Campus to the Woodlands. And actually this summer, we actually took a year's worth of toys down to McAllen to Vannie Cook, which is an affiliate of Texas Children's. And all of these things are made possible by people in the community. You know, individuals giving, even you see little kids giving their coins from their piggy bank to now companies writing checks, and everybody in between has compounded to something that our family's grown to love.
Mm-hmm. Is there a website people can go to check out, or is it social media, any of that?
We use davidstoyproject.org is his website, but I would say the primary way to participate or get involved is through his Facebook page. You can search any of the social medias. He's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At David Toy Project.
Okay.
You should be able to find him through all those avenues. And specifically in September, we have a bunch of events going on, really in the Katy area is where we live. And those events are focused in that area. But we have a lot of supporters, too, even outside of the Houston area. And so we started a online campaign on Facebook for September, trying to raise money for those that have participated maybe in the past or want to participate but may not be able to come out to a physical event or may not even live in the area to be able to participate.
Aaron, tell me David's story. For people that are not aware, those of us on the Bull and here at Intercom Houston are very aware of David and have been for years and love supporting you guys. But for those that are maybe not aware of David's story, can you relay that, please?
So he's our oldest son. He's actually adopted at birth. When he was 18 months old, my wife took him to the doctor, and we ended up finding a tumor in his bladder. The cancer is called rhabdomyosarcoma. And through a bunch of efforts at Texas Children's, was actually able to receive treatment very quickly. Mm-hmm. And went through about 9 months of treatment, radiation right in the middle of that. And as we experienced this as parents, it was scary, but it was amazing to us. And now, years later, it's easier to see and reflect back on it, how much toys was a part of his experience. He doesn't remember the stress and the anxiety that we do as parents.
Sure, absolutely.
He remembers, oh, I went to the hospital, I got a lot of attention, and they gave me toys.
And I got to play with this toy or that toy.
So that was very natural for him when my wife asked him, hey, what do you want to do, to come back to toys. That's what he remembers. There's a mental aspect to fighting these diseases. Yes, there's great treatment, and Texas Children's and MD Anderson were big parts of his treatment. But even the interaction of those individuals, he has surrogate grandparents at the Proton Center at MD Anderson, where mm-hmm. he'd come hand them a book basically like almost every day. Hey, read me a book.
Yeah.
And that was something that resonated with him. And all these years later, we realize how much of an impact that made on him,
right.
Even mentally. He doesn't remember the pain and the stress of those things. He remembers the toys and the interaction. And even we were talking about Nurse Mandy earlier. That relationship has continued to grow. She's still a part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And even in West Campus and Texas Children's being able to expand, he was one of the first patients to receive chemo at West Campus, but now they do it all the time. It's routine. And so the Houston area continues to fight cancer. and we're glad to be a part of that.
So in talking about the events that are going on during the month of September here, can you let us know over the next couple of weeks some of the things that are going to be going on and people can get involved in as a way to make donations to help buy these toys?
Sure. So like I said, anytime you can participate in the Facebook online donations, but in the Katy area on September 14th at the Walmart at Morton Ranch, we're doing a collection stand from 11 to 2. They're going to have popcorn, cotton candy, and other things going on. We'll be right at the entrance. So that's on the, again, on the 14th.
And then to be clear, just before we move on from that, when you say a collection point, can people bring toys or are you looking just for donations?
So we actually love the fact that we're at Walmart because you can make a cash donation, check. We can accept PayPal, credit cards right on the spot. But you can also go inside Walmart, purchase toys, and come out and hand them to us.
Okay.
It is specific that toys need to be new, unwrapped, unused toys. Unfortunately, we're not able to accept used toys.
Well, I can imagine, but especially when they're going to a hospital for cancer kids and stuff like that.
We felt like it was a good partnership to be able.
Absolutely.
We have enjoyed buying toys, and we know some kids that participate like to buy the toys themselves. So we thought it was a good venue to. They can buy the toys and bring them outside.
Kids, let them shop for toys that they would like to donate and then bring them back out.
It also helps us get some variety and some other opinions. Like, what toys do you like?
Instead of just David and your opinion on what toys are going to be cool there. So,
exactly.
Or maybe Mom Samantha helping out there, too. So that's awesome. So,
and then on the 21st, we actually have an event with That's My Dog. It's a local hot dog stand that turned from a food truck into a brick and mortar store. They actually also happen to be neighbors of ours in our community. And from 11 to 9, they're on Morton and 99, also in Katy. They have agreed to do a 15% of all sales that day go to David's Toy Project. Probably the easiest way to find them is go to their website at tmd30.com.
Okay.
Or you can search them on social media. That's My Dog, TMD.
See, I thought that was going to go a whole different direction when you said, that's my dog. I was like, it's an animal event. No. And I'm there for the hot dog, though,
I
got
to
tell you.
And I have to put a plug that you want the brisket dog.
You want the brisket dog. Okay.
So you get the hot dog, great, but then they put brisket on it and that changes your world.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
I find excuses to go there all the time. I don't have to have an event.
So that's on the 21st. Anything else you would like for us to know about David's Toy Project?
So even though the focus, again, is September for Kids Cancer Awareness Month, we still hope to have events throughout the year. But something else fun that we're doing with Chick-fil-A Morton Ranch is the entire month of September, they're doing Shakedown Cancer.
Okay.
What that means is every time you buy a shake at the Morton Ranch location, 20% of that goes to David's Toy Project as well. And so the way to find them also is Eat Morton Chicken, and you have to spell it wrong, just like everything else at Chick-fil-A, to find them. But again, get a shake at Morton Ranch Chick-fil-A.
I saw the sign for that or the post for on your Facebook page. So, again, if people find David's Toy Project on Facebook, they could get all the information there about the Shakedown Cancer.
We try to do videos. We have events on Facebook. So we try to have multiple ways where you can find some of the events.
Okay. All right. Got it. Well, again, if you'd like to know more, you can find davidstoyproject.org is the website. Or again, search on social media, any of the social medias you can find there, and they'll be posting about different things. But during the month of September, it's a great way to give back and help out this kiddo that we've come to love so much here at Intercom Houston. David, thank you for coming in. Aaron, Samantha, thank you guys always for being here. Again, it's davidstoyproject.org. There are events going on all during the month of September, and we want you to find out what's going on, especially if you're in the Katy area. It's going to be really easy for you to help out there. If you're not in the Katy area, best to find them on Facebook, and you can make a donation to David's Toy Project there. It's Eye on Houston here on Intercom Houston with 100.3 The Bull.
See you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.